Big game down tonight at FedEx Forum. An 8 o'clock tip for those of you that are not paying close attention. Might head down there a little early. 8 o'clock tip. Tigers host South Dakota State tonight. A South Dakota State team that comes in here, a little tricky to look at them, right? They've got losses to Tulane and Florida Gulf Coast. You go, ugh. But yet, they're 7-2, and they're number 65 at KenPom. And remember the last time a team in the 60s that we said, well, wait a minute, you know, they lost one of their openers. It was Oklahoma State, John. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Charlotte, right, that Oklahoma State had lost to, and they're coming in. Memphis was obviously playing them, and you're saying, what in the world, or what are they doing 60 in KenPom? They've lost to a scrub opponent. Well, again, South Dakota State, just to give you a little history here, has made the NCAA tournament 5 of the last 7 years, including last season. They've got a stud leading them. He's the all-summit, you know, preseason player of the year, Mike Dom. John mentioned him earlier, a senior forward, about 6'9", 6'10", and he's put up some big numbers his whole career. Last year played Ohio State in the tournament. You can go back and find that game. They were the 12th seed, I believe, Ohio State. Yeah, it was the 5-12 game. This kid averaged 23.9 points, so basically put him at 24 points per game, 10 rebounds, 1.3 assists per game, and he's part of a South Dakota State team that was picked again to go back to the NCAA tournament by winning the Summit League again. This is one of those games that, you know, we've talked about this. There was one, the approach by the last staff that, look, we're going to go, you know, we're going to get up to get 20 wins, right? Get 20, 21 wins. We'll be in the conversation. But no matter who we do it against, we'll go get some KenPom, you know, 200, lower 200, lower 300 teams. Well, with Penny, yes, there are some of those on the schedule, but he said from the get-go, he's tried to increase the, you know, kind of raise up that level. And it was getting games like South Dakota State on the schedule. You could have a throwaway here game, you know, some 300-level opponent RPI-wise if you wanted to. But this one, you figure, will do you much better in terms of learning things. And you hope, it's what we talked about yesterday, that some of these lessons you've learned, you look like you're getting closer and closer, will pay off in a game like this, again, against a quality opponent, again, South Dakota State, picked to win the Summit League. This is a game you need to win, though. KenPom doesn't project it. ESPN does. KenPom projects you're going to lose by one. ESPN projects you're going to win. I think the line, John, was what, 3.5?
Yep.
Three?
It's 3.5 Memphis. So, surprisingly to me, honestly, I would have thought Memphis would be underdogs given the way the season has kind of gone, and, you know, that South Dakota has Mike Dom, who's just going to give the – you got to think. I mean, he's going to get his tonight.
Well, yeah, and you hope that whoever you put on him, whether it's Rainier, Keevan, particularly if it's Keevan Davenport spending any time on him, I suspect it'll be Rainier because Penny likes him defensively. But if Keevan spends any time on him, you hope that Keevan can stay out of foul trouble. That's been, you know, that's been one of the issues. These Memphis bigs cannot afford to get in foul trouble against this big guy. They call him the Dominator, John. He's a player that you should love. He's a player that you should love.
I do love him.
I want to say he had 27 in that loss to Ohio State in the tournament last year. Like, he's legit.
Yeah, he is.
20-something.
He's carrying the torch for sure for us in college basketball right now.
Now, Northern
him,
Iowa,
him
though,
and Mac McClung.
All that said, I want to sit you and tell you, Northern Iowa, you know, their best win to this point, at least from a ranking standpoint, is Grand Canyon to start the year. I mean, the rankings of the team they beat, 136, 323, 185, 211, 278, 175. I mean, Memphis at 123 isn't even a top 100 at this point. These are the kind of games Memphis needs to start winning to get in. Memphis still sitting around 120, 123, what did I say, 123. These are the kinds of games Memphis got to start winning to move up into the top 100, start getting some of this national respect, maybe you'll turn a couple heads here in this first season.
No, I mean, this would be the best win of the season. Would it not? I mean, this would be the best season statistically for the University of Memphis this year.
65. At 65.
You know, listen, at this point, you're all in on the conference. You're all in on what you're going to do in the American Athletic Conference. You're not talking about padding a resume for any NCAA tournament eligibility. But, you know, this is one you want to get. You're at home.
It's a tournament team. You're going to look at this because they're going to win their league. You want to get one of these. You haven't been able to get one yet. Here's my thing for tonight is – Memphis got to find a way to get Jeremiah Martin going, right? We've spent a lot of time on who Penny should be playing and why aren't the seniors playing more? Where's Mike Parks? How come he's not playing more? How come Isaiah Maurice, for now that he's playing well, he doesn't play much? When he's playing bad, he seems like he's out there all the time. We've talked a lot about that stuff. We haven't talked a lot about the fact that Jeremiah Martin right now, John, is shooting 39.5% from the floor and 22% from three. It's been awful, frankly, his shooting. Mm-hmm. And it's not – look, I don't know if it's he's not comfortable, he's not confident, but what you can see is Penny trying to get him going. I mean, the ball is in Jeremiah Martin's hands quite a bit. He goes 2 of 12 in the last game. You have got to get him going because, look, you know, Tyler at times has looked special, obviously, and you know there's going to be ups and downs for these freshmen.
Yep.
Come on and get some, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. The ceiling for this Memphis team, though, that ceiling, much of it has to do with how Jeremiah Martin's playing. There's no question about it. So they've got to – I mean, he's at 13 points per game. This guy averaged 18.9, 19 points per game last year. You know, on his way to about 20, maybe he leads the AAC if he doesn't get hurt.
Yep.
He's averaging 13 and shooting, again, 40% from the field, 22 from three. They've got to find a way to get him back in his groove, to get him back in his space. I don't know if it's because he's got too much on him. He's playing a little point guard. I don't know if you've noticed. Like, he's bringing it down sometimes. Not as much off the ball as we thought. But they got to figure out a way. That's what I want to see tonight. Forget the parks. Forget everything else. They got to find a way to get Jeremiah going because he sets your bar higher. If Jeremiah Martin is playing well, this team can do more.
Yeah, and this game is essentially increasingly important because we've already talked about this sort of four-game stretch that the Tigers are embarking on. You got this one. You got UAB.
Which you got to win.
Then you got Tennessee.
Yes.
You know, and they've already lost to Texas Tech. That's part of this sort of four-game stretch that we talked about. You want to go 2-2. You know, you don't want to be 1-3. You want to be 2-2 through this. And you obviously, I mean, as Gary says, it's a 40-minute college basketball game and anything can happen, but you're not going to be favored against Tennessee. You know, you're going to be pretty big underdogs to them here in Memphis at FedEx Forum.
Mm-hmm.
So your best chances to win are going to be against South Dakota State tonight and then against UAB. And if they come out of this, Jason, 2-2, that is a success. That is a big, for me, that is a big time success because you could have easily foreseen this team going 1-3. Now, I mean, we're in game two of the four, but I would 100% take 2-2, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I mean, without a shadow of a doubt.
Because then you got three cupcakes, basically. Little Rock at 244, Tennessee State comes in at 281, and Florida A&M's the worst of the bunch at 340. Before, and those are clearly tune-ups. You can tell the way it's set up.
No doubt.
Those are your tune-ups before you start out with conference play against Wichita State on January 3rd. So, to your point, yes, a 2-2 through this four-game stretch would be ideal. I mean, ideal would be 3-1, 4-0, but 2-2 would be what you want. Anything lower than that, I think, would be a disappointment. You need to beat South Dakota State again. Tulane beat them earlier this year. I don't want to set them up as if there's some unbeatable force here. Tulane beat them. Florida Gulf Coast beat them. Memphis needs to beat them at home. Again, KenPom ain't projecting it. That's the respect level there is for South Dakota State. That said,
right,
you need to be good enough to knock off it. Having played this is the reason you played the schedule you did. This is the reason you went down to Miami and played Texas Tech there in that single game one-off there. You played them to learn lessons in those games and then win games like this. You need to see the payoff. We've seen the growth. Want to see it continue tonight.
Now, if they go 2-2 through this four-game stretch, and then they win those three games.
That's three wins, right?
What would their record be? So they'd be 5.
They're 3-4. They get tonight. They're 4-4. They split again. They'd
be 8-6 going into conference play, right? No, they'd be 8-5.
Yes, because we've already got one of the losses.
8-5 in conference play.
Correct. 8-5 through the 13 non-conference.
All things considered, you know, not that bad, right? I mean, not that bad. You know.
No, the one you really wanted to get was Charleston.
So 9-4. They should have beaten Texas Tech.
Yeah.
So I mean, listen.
But again, not expected. You expect to lose that game by double digits.
Things go differently at the end of the College of Charleston game, and they can just hold on against Texas Tech. They're 10-3.
I'll feel really good about this team. They go get that win tonight against South Dakota State again, 65th at KenPom. And a team that's going to make the NCAA tournament likely for the sixth time in 8 years. It's a perennial tournament team. It's a good one to have in here. It's a good test. And you should be tested enough that you should pass this one tonight and get the victory.
No doubt about it. So there you go. Big game tonight for the Tigers.